Well, pharmacies will start providing free hormone replacement therapy for women from June 1st after an agreement with the Minister for Health. The breakthrough follows a dispute over the amount of money pharmacies should be paid by the state for dispensing the service. Our political reporter Féachra O'Kiona joins us now. Féachra, give us the background to this.
Well, Cian, as you said, HRT, it's a treatment received by some women which involves taking hormones to address menopausal symptoms and related conditions. While it's a necessary and in some cases unavoidable treatment, it does currently come with a price tag, with some women paying up to €70 a month for the service. And as a result, governments during the general election, both Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, they promised to address those costs involved, promising they would make HRT free in pharmacies. But in order to do so, as you said, they had to enter into talks with the Irish Pharmacy Union. The IPU had wanted a €6.50 dispensing fee from the state for that service, while the Department of Health had said they were willing to provide a €5 dispensing fee. And despite calls for progress until today, that's where the high-profile scheme had been stalled.
Well, what's happened today? Where are we at?
Well, today there has been some long-awaited progress for people who are awaiting the progress on this. In the past hour, Health Minister Jennifer Carroll McNeill, she's confirmed to me that a deal has been struck for free HRT to be introduced from June 1st. Minister McNeill said that plan will involve a €5 dispensing fee from the state to pharmacists, and that discussions on related extended services costs for pharmacies as well. She said the only other option was for pharmacies to charge whatever they wanted to charge, with government giving them a dispensing fee in order to do so, and she said there was no interest in that. Now, in a separate statement, the IPU's president, Tom Murray, said, "Our main priority has always been to ensure women receive the medication they need without cost." And he said the IPU is signing up to the deal, in his terms, in good faith.
And the political reaction then, what has it been?
Well, as you might expect, the opposition has broadly welcomed the development, but as ever with political issues, there is of course a caveat to that welcoming of the development. In a statement this lunchtime, Social Democrats TD and health spokesperson for that party, Padraig Rice, he said while the breakthrough is good news, he's also said that women have been waiting months for this progress and have been paying hundreds of euro in that time for HRT. And he says that, look, if this is really going to be progress, that those women who have already been paying hundreds of euro this year, that they should be reimbursed for that cost, saying in his terms, women deserve more.
Féachra O'Kiona, thank you.